Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik maksimum van 29 vanmiddag, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 30. Ons begin in die Ooskaap waar die gedenkdiens van die 18 slagoffers wat verlede naweek by Ngobazana Village in Lusikisiki doodgeskiet is, vandag plaasvind. Die slagoffers was na bewering besig om vir 'n tradisionele seremonie voor te berei, toe hulle deur swaar gewapende bende in 'n lokval gelei is. Die motief vir die aanval is steeds nie bekend nie, maar polisie is besig met die ondervraging van 'n persoon van belang. Die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg het die dringende aansoek van die MK-party teen die regterlike dienskommissie rakende die gewese regter-president van die Wes-Kaap, John Sloppe, van die hand gewys. Die MK-party het aangevoer dat die kommissie se weiering van die party se versoek vir die uitstel van onderhoude vir nuwe regters wat môre begin, moontlik ongrondwetlik was. MK-woordvoerder Nhlamulo Ndlela sê die party sal die uitspraak bestudeer en met die nodige wetlike en politieke konsultasies begin.
We believe that with the continuation of these sittings, this can only lead to a lot of controversy and potential legal battles going forward regarding who and what process in this case we believe wouldn't be democratic to selecting the judges as it ought to be, selecting them without infringing on participants' rights.
Now, no internationale nuus.
I have a message for President Macron. Today, Israel is defending itself on seven fronts against the enemies of civilization. As Israel fights the forces of barbarism led by Iran, all civilized countries should be standing firmly by Israel's side. Yet President Macron and some other Western leaders are now calling for an arms embargo against Israel. Shame on them. Well, let me tell you this. Israel will win with or without their support.
So sê Israels eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu na Frankrykse president Emmanuel Macron gister gevra het dat wapenafleverings aan Israel vir die gebruik in Gaza gestaak word. Macron het ook Netanyahu se besluit om troepe vir grondoperasies in Lebanon te stuur gekritiseer. Intussen het 'n vliegtuig met 40 ton dringende mediese voorrade van die Verenigde Arabiese Emirate gister in Lebanon geland. Die Emirate se departement van buitelandse sake sê dit onderstreep die sterk betrekkinge tussen die twee lande. Die departement het vroeër kommer uitgespreek oor die toename in verhandighede tussen Israel en Hezbollah en die uitwerking daarvan op streeksbestendigheid. Volgens Lebanon se regering is tot 1 miljoen mense in die land die afgelope paar weke ontwortel. En in rugby het al vier Suid-Afrikaanse spanne gister al wedstryde in die Verenigde Rugby Kampioenskap gewen. Op Loftus-Versveld in Pretoria die Bulls met 47-21 met Ulster afgereken, waarna die Lions op Ellis Park in Johannesburg die span van Edinburgh met 55-21 geklop het. Die Sharks het die Wallis Dragons in Newport 33-30 getroef, terwyl die Stormers in Parma, Italië, die tuisspan Zebre met 36-5 oorrompel het. Ek's Martine van der Walt Elers. A top story this hour, preparations are underway for the memorial service of the 18 victims who were fatally shot at Ngobazana village in Lusikisiki in the Eastern Cape last weekend. That service takes place this morning.
Look, everyone, he's coming through the doors.
I can see him.
He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look, everybody! It's Barney!
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
So Steve walks warily down the street with the brim pulled way down low. What on earth is this song about? Is it from 1980, 85 or 88? Let me know. Morning!
Let's go! Steve walks warily down the street with the brim pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.